to the Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, Yorkville City Council meeting. We will start with Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Funkhouse, why don't you lead us?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Now we have roll call.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
And Mr. Merrick is on a work trip participating remotely, or Zoomily, or whatever you call it. Okay. The only amendment to the agenda I'll have is we have a couple of proclamations. I'm going to move those up to the next item on the agenda before the public hearing. So,
do you have those that I'm supposed to read?
Okay. First of all, we have, what is this one first?
Poppy Days?
Yep. Poppy Days. The American Legion, Post 489, in the auxiliary unit, like to remind us of Poppy Days. So, I'm going to... Are you all here? Do I get... Oh, there. Ooh, I was looking for the poppy on the shirt and hanging in the closet still. And I couldn't find it. Just so you know, you may have heard this, maybe not, Rusty. Probably did last year. Anyway, I pulled out a shirt last year to come to the meeting, and the poppy was on from the year before because it was the only time I wore the shirt. This one, however, I've worn more than that. Okay, I'll come around front.
Crazy. Zoning probably, right? How did I know?
Okay. So, whereas America is the land of freedom preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle, whereas a nation of peace must be reminded of the price of war and the debt owed to those who have died in war, whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars, whereas the American Legion Post 489 and Legion Auxiliary Unit 489 have pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the memorial flower so that May 9th through 15th, 2024 may serve as Poppy Awareness Days. I declare that Poppy Awareness Days in the United City of Yorkville and request all citizens to observe these days by wearing a poppy and making contributions for this worthy cause. So thank you, and you get to have this, of course.
You're a lone soldier tonight.
Excellent. I think I have something else. Oh, look at this. Efficiency. Okay. Are you all here for school?
Yeah.
What class is this again? Government?
Government.
Okay. So did the last group tell you how easy it was the last meeting? You didn't hear about it?
No.
3 minutes and 52 seconds. You came to the wrong meeting. Sorry. This one is going to be 2 hours, 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. So, but it'll be fun. And even if you don't think it is, you tell your teacher it was fun. Okay, next we have motorcycle awareness. This is very important for us to remember. Unfortunately, we had a motorcyclist was killed just a couple weeks ago here in Yorkville. So this is very important for us to keep in mind. Whereas safety is the highest priority for the highways and streets of our city and state, and the great state of Illinois is proud to be a national leader in motorcycle safety education and awareness. And motorcycles are common and economical means of transportation that reduce fuel consumption and road wear and contribute in a significant way to relief of traffic and parking congestion. Absolutely true. They're a lot tinier than my big truck. Whereas it is especially meaningful that the citizens of our city and state be aware of motorcycles on the roadways and recognize the importance of motorcycle safety. And whereas the members of ABATE of Illinois, a brotherhood aimed toward education, continually promote motorcycle safety education awareness in high school's driver's ed programs, and to serve the, or, and to the general public in our city and state, presenting motorcycle awareness programs to over 120,000, that's a lot, 120,000 participants in Illinois over the past 9 years. Whereas all motorcyclists should join a Bait of Illinois in promoting safety of operations of motorcycles. Whereas motorcyclists of Illinois have contributed extensive volunteerism and money to national and charitable organizations. During the month of May, all roadway users should unite in the safe sharing of roadways within the United States of Yorkville and throughout the state of Illinois and the United States. I, John Purcell, from the city of Yorkville, the United States of Yorkville, and the great state of Illinois, in recognition of 37 years, that's a lot of years, 37 years of Bait Illinois, and over 352,318 registered motorcyclists statewide. That's a lot too. And in recognition of the continued role Illinois serves as a leader in safety, education, awareness, do proclaim the month of May 2024 as Motorcycle Awareness Month in the United City of Yorkville, and urge all motorists to join an effort to improve safety and awareness on our roadways. So thank you all. Who wants to come get this?
We all.
Come on up. That's awesome. Thank you. How the heck did you get here on your bikes? It is so windy out there right now.
Yeah, I'm in a car.
Oh, okay.
Both of my bikes are at home in the garage.
Okay, that's probably a good place for me. It is. Wendy is pushing my truck around. Here, you can hold that. That's yours. Do you want to get the picture, too?
Sure, after I take a couple. Just
all right.
Would you
yeah.
please?
Yeah.
That's why she's got snapping.
I saw that.
She's always snapping pictures.
This is a strange.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Be careful on the windy ride home, as you said.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Now, I am opening the public hearing for the Cornelius Solar Farm annexation. If there's anyone who would like to step forward and make public comments, please do so now.
Good evening. My name is, I think this is that, Daniel J. Kramer. My address is 1107A South Bridge Street, Yorkville, Illinois. I'm an attorney licensed to practice law in the state of Illinois, and I have the privilege to represent these two nice young folks in the second row tonight from Nexamp, and also Betty and Gary Bennett, who are the owners of the property.
I thought you were referring to them as the nice young folks.
They are nice young folks, and long time
community. Younger.
Tonight, as you see, it is the public hearing strictly on the annexation issue, so we're not trying to be lazy, not giving you a solar presentation. We did that at the Economic Development Committee, we did it at the Plan Commission, and we'll be here to do that May 14th when you consider the special use. We think the Bennett property annexing to the city of Yorkville makes all the sense in the world. Again, they're an integral part and lived in the community for multi-decades. Property's contiguous with the city, and it's a use on this property, frankly, that makes sense because given floodway and so on, there's not a lot else other than growing hay and crops that can be done with the property. So we think it's a win-win for the city, the school district, and all the taxing bodies. Thank you for the staff for being so both persistent and professional working with us. And we hope when this comes up for a vote on May 14th, you give us a positive recommendation and ordinance annexing and approving the special use. If you got any questions, I'm happy to answer. Otherwise, I'll be quiet.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Anyone in Zoom land like to speak? I close the public hearing. Thank you. Do we have any citizen comments on items on the agenda? Anyone in Zoom land? Okay. We'll move on to the consent agenda. We have in front of us a multi-item consent agenda, including the minutes from March 26th and April 29th city council meeting, bills totaling $2,291,792.23, PW water reports for July 23 through March 24, catching up there. We have PW 2437 Kennedy Road and Freedom Place intersection improvements. We have the construction engineering agreement. We have the treasurer's report for March 2024. We have 2421 an ordinance approving the third amendment to the amended IGA between United City of Yorkville and Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District regarding billing for district services. Bart, can you just give some brief comments on that?
We are taking billing responsibilities from the city and giving them to YBSD for commercial and industrial so that they can implement some rate changes and increases on commercial and industrial customers, and then changing the structure of the payment from 5% of annual revenue for the residential reads to 50 cents per read.
Thank you. Any questions on that? Okay, those are the seven items for the consent. I am looking at Siebert. Did you want to make a motion, Siebert?
So moved.
Mr. Solon, did you want to make a second?
Second.
Excellent. Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Solon?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you all. Next, we have the mayor's report. We already did items one and two. One thing, I got away from this last time. Not so lucky this time. Some unlisted items. I am happy to report, I guess maybe hopefully happy to report, that we may be getting a grant for Kennedy Road. What is that group called?
King Kendall Council of Mayors.
Okay. I think, is that one that's changed their acronym over the years or not?
Stay consistent.
Okay. They have, so anyway, the Kane Council, whatever of mayors, committee of mayors or something, has tentatively recommended, and in the final approval should be coming here in a couple weeks by their full council, for us to receive approximately $2 million in a grant for Kennedy Road improvement.
Correct.
And that's from what, Autumn Creek?
Yeah, Autumn Creek to the east, to basically Freedom Place, yes.
Nice. So we're hoping to have that here, and that is for 27, 28?
28 construction, I believe.
28 construction, which is right in line with what our plan was, correct?
Yes.
So just nothing we have to vote on tonight, but it's pretty awesome. They keep cranking away at those grants. Thank you all. Okay. Next we have... Oh, we have appointment of a police department FOIA officer, Crystal Beeritz. So what do we need to do for this? Just a motion and a second?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for a motion and a second.
Second.
Is that Koch and Solon? Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Got you off guard there. Voice. Merrick, was that a yes? Thumbs up?
Yes.
Okay. That was a delay, so I want to make sure I got it right. Okay. Okay. Next, I'm looking for a motion and a second for a resolution authorizing the lease purchase of 8 tasers from Axon Enterprises, Inc.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, I heard it over here. Who'd I hear? Was it Rusty? And then was it Transier, I think, second?
Sure.
Nice. Okay, Jim, this is what, $30,000, and that covers 5 years, but then there's a little bit, oh, you're over here, sorry. A little bit of annual maintenance, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Questions for the chief or anyone else? And if you ask me, I'll defer to the chief. Okay, roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Solon?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Next, we have a Parks and Recreation truck purchase. So I'm looking for a motion to approve it. It's for an F-150 at Riverview Ford for, what's it, $41,000? 31 cents? Or $40,031.03.
So moved.
Second.
I believe I heard Transier first, and then maybe Soling or Coke over there. Pick one of them. Somebody over there. And Tim, you said that's on the ground now, right?
on its way.
Okay.
So it will be on the ground by and the time we actually.
It'll be there May 1st when we bring a check over there, right?
Yes.
Rob, you're going to be in May 1st, right, to cut that check?
I will be here, yeah.
New fiscal year.
That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Rob always likes when we spend a lot of money on the first day of the new fiscal year.
Off to a good start, yes.
Yeah. Okay, questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. So for you all doing the studies for social studies or government or whatever class, it is health, I'm not sure nowadays. Our fiscal year, I don't know if you're familiar with fiscal year, our fiscal year starts May 1st, not the calendar year, May 1st for whatever reason, that's why they do it, ends April 30th. So May 1st, we're spending money in the new year. Off to a great start. You can report that too. Okay. Next, I'm looking for a motion. I'm sorry, what's it? To approve a resolution for an MOU between Yorkville and the FOP Labor Council, and this is for the patrol, correct?
It is.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Solon.
Second.
Oh, man.
Give it to Matt.
We'll give it to Matt.
That was a 5-second delay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he beat that, absolutely. Yes, so we'll give it to Merrick there. Very nice. Okay, any discussion, questions? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. I appreciate your support, and I know the staff does, so thank you very much. Okay. Oh, next. Oh, this. If you want to put yourself to sleep at night, here you go. I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution adopting the 2024 Kendall County multi-jurisdictional, multi-hazard, mitigation plan. That's tough to say. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
I think I heard Transier for that. Okay, you guys are rocking it now, coming back after that slow start. Any discussion on this? Any questions, comments? We'll do voice. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Carried. Very nice. Okay. Okay. Oh, next one. This is very important, too. Next, we have... Oh, I have to read this, I'm told. At home, I'd say thank you, dear. 2024-30. I'm looking for a motion to initiate a text amendment for the Yorkville Unified Development Ordinance regarding park and recreation and school site dedication, parentheses, land cash.
So moved.
Second.
Plocher, I heard you finally. Very nice. Cornels. Okay, Christy, you want to just give like a high level of this or you want me to?
I'll take it.
Oh, okay, Bart, sorry, that's fine.
So there is a nice thorough memo in the packet from Christy which explains the ins and outs of the land cash ordinance as it relates to school and park donations required by developers when they come to the city. We approved the Unified Development Ordinance several months ago. We had the unintended effect of basically having our school and park donation requirements for future developments without really an active discussion in doing so. We are currently engaged with multiple developers who have asked about land cash requirements, and so this is a pressing issue for us. We've given them information about our previous land cash ordinance, which was a higher dollar amount again in general. And I've told them that we're in the process of fixing this. So all this ordinance would do would take us to the land cash ordinance requirements that existed in November of 2023 before we adopted the Unified Development Ordinance. So basically just reverting back to our prior ordinance, which had higher fees and higher requirements for parks and land, parks and school donations from developers. The intent would be, this is a zoning code type amendment, requires a public hearing, that we would revert back to the old ordinance and then have a discussion with the school district about what their current requirements are for school sizes, student numbers, etc., and then to take a look at our park donation requirements for the park department and then recommend an update at a later date. But we want to just make it clean and easy for future discussions, basically to revert to the old land cash ordinance. And this is the first step in doing so.
Questions? I'm sure there's some. Comments? Okay. Sweet. Do a roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Helped me cover up for my mistake. I appreciate it. We'll work on that path. Okay. Oh, next. Very good. I'm looking for a motion in a second to approve the ordinance amending the water service rates.
So moved.
Plocher? For a second?
Second.
I think I heard Transier. That was close, though. Okay. Rob, are you explaining this, or am I supposed to explain this, or Bart? The average home is going to go up. How much? What? About $11 a month? $10, $9.5 something.
$9.12 a month.
And that covers what? About 75% of the homes.
Well, half the homes, because half the average is about 1,000 cubic feet.
Okay.
So you have an increase of $9.12 a month. The base rate would go from 24 to 39, which is about $15 on a bimonthly basis, or $7.50 on a monthly basis. And the over 350 cubic feet, the volume rate would go from $4.80 to $5.30.
Okay, and this would put us in line with our budgeted revenue amount, correct?
Correct. It would put us right at the $5.4 million mark, which is what we set as the budgetary target in the FY25 budget.
Okay. Questions? Comments? Mr. Funkhauser, did I see you or somebody over here? Oh, Ken.
I'll go first.
Thanks, Chris.
So this is broken up. So basically, bigger, like, commercial businesses, they'll be paying more, right? And so how do we know? I was kind of curious, like, some of the properties that might fall into this, you know, with the increase. Because they'll definitely be paying more than their regular resident, right?
Yeah, we gave some sample, you know, accounts and the impacts. It's on page 1,034 of the packet.
1,034?
That mitigation.
And beyond.
I quit at 1,000, just so you know. I'm just kidding. I don't read that much.
So we've got 1,000 cubic feet at, you know, residential utility billing customer, which is going to be towards the low end. It's not a minimum user customer, which we do have. I think it was 7 or 8% of our total account base uses the minimum, so they don't have any volumetric charges, basically. So 1,000 cubic feet, which would be a light user, light residential. 1,600 is kind of, you know, somewhere around the average. 2,400 is, you know, maybe somewhere around, a little slightly higher than the average. 3,300 cubic feet, slightly higher than the average again. And then, you know, like a big box user would be 70,000 cubic feet per billing cycle. So for, and that's kind of like the average of maybe the top 10 water users in the city. So if you just think about big box stores and some of our heavier water users, you know, those entities are going to go from paying, you know, somewhere around $3,300 every 2 months to, you know, $3,700 every 2 months. So, you know, an increase of $181 or so, you know, per month, basically over the course of, you know, the next year. So we figure out what we're doing with our rates long term. So, and then for, you know, for residential users, even on the high end, you know, the monthly increase for that, you know, higher end residential user is only $15 a month, basically, above what we're looking at.
So at some point, off separately, can you give me a top 10 list? You can give it to me later, you know. I'm assuming it's a water park. Assuming it's Wrigley.
Yeah, I don't know specifically which ones are on the list because I didn't look at them, and I don't know if any of that information is protected confidentially.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll take a look at it and see what I can provide.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like David Letterman. Remember he used to do the top 10?
Yes. I was just kind of curious who it is. And the other thing is, if customers that might have, like, irrigation systems, can they put a tank in their backyard if they want to try to cut down on how much they use?
You know, that's a code issue, and I'm not sure what Illinois codes allow. I would have to ask Pete.
Okay. Well, that's what I guess. I thought maybe Christy could answer
that. Yeah, I'd love to, you guys.
You could do it, but it'd be hard to do.
Are you thinking like a well?
No, like a tank.
You'd have to separate the systems.
Can you bring your gutters into like
rain barrels?
Yeah, rain barrels or a fiberglass tank that would be buried.
Yeah, you could do it, but it would be, if they're already pulling off the domestic water, it'd be very costly for them to do it.
Okay.
You'd have to separate pipes, and there'd be all sorts of things you have to do.
And remember, as much as we don't like this, this is one step in a multi-year process, and we're gonna have to do the same thing for the next 5, 6 years, 7 years. Chris.
I spoke with Bart at length about this, a couple of things, but the one question I had was about the way that we're structuring it, the volumetric increase as well as the base. Do we have the ability to kind of shift this a little bit, slightly smaller base, and then put it more on volumetric based on users' use? Try to push it more direct that way.
Yeah, so the question is, you know, is there a different base and volumetric rate that can be used to generate the same target revenue? That answer is yes. So one of the hypotheticals I had Rob check before the meeting, you know, that would get us to the same annual increase, you know, instead of a $39 base rate, it could go to $33. So you'd be saving, you know, the minimum customers, and those on the lower end, you know, $3 a month, basically. And what it would do to the higher end customers, it would go from 530 per 100 cubic feet after the minimum to, I think we said 575, Rob, was kind of the estimate that we looked at, which was like for the highest end, you know, non-residential customer, 70,000 cubic feet usage. You know, the monthly increase goes from like $181, which is listed in the packet. I think it was like 335. So yeah, I mean, you can split those two fees however you want, as long as you generally land in the same, you know, ballpark revenue-wise. So just as a reminder, and it's been several years since we've talked about this, you know, your residential customers are going to be the minimal users. There are quite a number of them. And so when you increase the base rate, it impacts residential users. And then when you increase the volumetric rate, it tends to impact the industrial and commercial users more than.
That's the point I was looking at, is how to mitigate some of the increases on base users, possibly seniors or ones who are using their water less are probably more frugal in, you know, their costs overall. So if we can reduce some of that base rate cost, I think that would be beneficial if we could push it more to those who intentionally use more water.
Other questions, comments?
On top of that one. So how did you guys come up with the ratio? Because you must have somehow figured out what the base and usage would be.
Yeah, I mean, we used what we've done in the past, which was, you know, I think we did a $7 increase in the base rate last time and like a 50-cent increase. So this time we're doing a, you know, a $14 increase on the base rate, but still a 50-cent increase on the volumetric rate. And then also the mayor had spoken in previous meetings, and I think we talked about it in the budget presentation. You know, we know that we're going to have to increase, you know, rates, double-digit percentages year over year, and generally that can kind of translate to like $10 a month. So we tried to target the rate that we proposed at around $10 a month for an average residential user.
The other thing to keep in mind, Dan, go ahead. Sorry, you had a comment.
I also want to follow up on what Alderman Funkhauser said, and I know we've talked about this at length. Various committees about the more you use, the more you pay. So the more people use the water, their rates are going to go up, the usage rates. But I also think that could be a problem too. People are going to stop using as much water, and if we're going to need to rely on these rates to meet our ratios for debt service, I can see kind of like a vice tax. People stop smoking because it was taxed into oblivion. People will use less water the more they have to pay. So I think it is a fine line that we have to walk when we discuss these rates, but I do like the idea of if you use more, you got to pay more. Yeah.
And to that point, staff, I am assuming that staff could analyze, you know, individuals and how their usage is over the course of, you know, the past few years, this next year that we're imposing this on. So if we did see changes, you know, gross changes of, you know, entire areas, they're cutting their usage, maybe then we do need to go to a base rate increase more than the volumetric.
So we don't have real-time tracking or analysis that occurs. So yes, we can do the analysis after the reads have occurred. We don't usually read every meter. There are some that are assumed and then reconciled after a billing cycle or two. So it might not have the same impact as if we had real time. And additionally, yes, we can sort of talk in general about volumetric use increasing or decreasing, but to get down to the individual account level and then make assumptions would require a fair amount of staff time to do. Definitely we can tell you through water reports and then billing info, just how citywide that's occurred.
So follow up a couple of those points. Mr. Trans here, interesting. I was just reading the last couple of days where, I don't know if it's Orange County, one of the counties or water reclamation districts or water districts in California is grappling with that same exact situation where they based their projected water revenues on people using so much, and because they're required to use less water, now they're having to increase their base. They have an ad valorem tax out there as well as just a usage, and they're looking at doubling that. Now, granted, it's just a small portion or a portion of their budget, but there's going to be revenues required. The other thing to keep in mind is, again, we're going to be doing this next year and the year after, and part of what we need to do for the WIFIA loan approval is to map out, project our water rates for the next, 35 years? Not saying they can't be changed, but part of what I've talked about with staff is we're going to need to really change the whole structure of our water rates, because the water, we're going to have multiple charges. We're going to have a charge for just the raw water. Right now, we don't pay for water. It's a cost, but there's no raw water cost. We're going to be paying a raw water cost. We're going to have an infrastructure cost to pay off the debt for all the infrastructure, and we're going to have an operational cost. We're still going to need staff, still going to need vehicles. So we're going to have to change the way the rates are structured, and I think going forward, we'll be able to have a better idea, a better grasp of what is the true cost of a home or a business. And we can beat this up all we want, but Rob, I think when you looked at some of the lower options, how much did it save the lower user? Was it like $2 or $3 a month? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, about $3 a month.
So I understand all what you're saying. I'm not saying they're bad ideas or good ideas or wrong ideas or right ideas, but we're going to have to do this again. I think we've got a proposal that's proportionally very similar to what we did 2 years ago. We didn't do anything last year, keep in mind. And we're going to have to grasp this all better going forward in the next 6 to 12 months. So if you want, we can bring it back, but I'd rather just vote on this and move forward. Any other questions, comments?
So if we wanted to change it, this is procedurally. If we want to change it, we'd have to make a motion because the motion includes the set fixed number in there. Correct. So we'd have to motion to change
correct.
Or table to another meeting.
Correct. Now, keep in mind, we could do it at another meeting, but we do have these implemented for May 1st, but we do bill retroactively, don't we, Rob?
We do. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be impossible. If you all want to do that, that's fine. I'm to the point where we can debate this and debate this. You're going to shift the needle so slightly. We still need to have that overall number at that top level. If you save it $3 a month, that's $36 a year. Someone else is going to pay on the other end. So.
And I get that. The savings seem small. We're looking at it from a very high level, very large scale of everything. But if we do $3, if the next entity does $3, the next entity does $3. Cost of living is very challenging right now for a lot of people. Inflation's been up. So anything that we can do for the base, I think, is beneficial. So. I don't want to cut off conversation here, but I'm going to make the motion to do the 575 volumetric at 33 base, but I don't want to stop conversation on this yet, but I will make that motion.
The 575.
Those were the numbers that Rob had?
That's what I had.
Yeah, 33
had referenced.
And Rob, that does give us the same overall projected budget number, correct?
Correct. It's right just a little bit over 5.4 million. It's 5,403,000. $5.
Okay.
Just
and
to clarify, the volumetric would be 580, not 575. But
thank you.
580. Okay.
Yeah,
so what are those numbers?
It'd be $33 for the base, and then 580 for the volumetric rate.
Okay. So what does that do to the low end bill? On average, it saves how much a month?
$3.
And how about the mid bill? That's about the same, wasn't it? Was it like 50 cents a month or something?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, the average bill, you know, again, using 1,000 cubic feet would be $7.75 increase compared to, what was it, $9.12? So a couple bucks.
And that's every 2 months?
That's the monthly increase.
Okay, so the
a
couple bucks a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the higher end would be more than that.
Right.
Okay. So there's a motion. Is there a second?
Can't have a comment.
Rob, if
motion dies for lack of a second.
So if you were going to do changes, is that something going forward that, you know, you can change this, or is this kind of fixed?
It can be changed every year.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
You can change in the middle of the year if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
We can change in 6 months.
Okay, I was just curious if that's fixed in stone, or if it can be, if you see, okay, these people are having a harder time at this level, you know, can we adjust?
Yeah, it can be changed anytime. It becomes more tricky if you don't do it at the start of the fiscal year. You know, you have to lean into it because people technically need to know what the price is before they start using the water.
Okay.
So that's, you know, like if you wanted to do it in September and have it impact September, that might be an issue. You might have to do like September vote, and then it impacts everybody.
No, I'm talking about future ones too.
Okay. So you can do it at any month. And I would anticipate that at some point this summer, you know, as part of the WIFIA loan application and then the DuPage Water Commission cost share discussions and all the cost estimates that are going to come in, like there will be an actual, you know, proposal for, you know, like the mayor said, 35 years worth of water rates that then can be changed later, but you have to adopt them as part of the WIFIA loan. So, or at least certify them.
Okay, other discussion.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to change the rates for the $33 base and the 580 volumetric.
Didn't you just make that motion?
Well, no, I said I was going to, never did.
Okay, then make it, okay. Because I was confused there. I'm like, I'm trying to get a second, and there was a discussion. Okay, so you're making the motion. Is there a second on that to make that change?
Second.
Second by Cornelius. Okay, so now the discussion is, do you want to change? I don't think anyone here is opposed to, we need to raise rates. This is what is the right blend. Yeah, so what have you say, anyone on this? Do you want to try this and lower it to $3 on the lower it by roughly $3 on the lower end? Again, that's what it equates to. And not lower, I should say, lower the increase. It's kind of like the government says, we're lowering your taxes even though we're just lowering increase.
I'm thinking, and if I understand Alderman Funkhauser right, you're probably looking at like people like seniors. Is that what you're thinking about as far as people that, because they would use less water and...
Single people, seniors, you're probably right.
It's the 11% of users that are below the 350.
Yeah, 11% of the town, which is probably seniors and some single people. People might live in apartments, single people like that. Yeah. Anyone else? Okay, so we have, whatever that amount was. What was it again?
580 volumetric and 33.
And that was the numbers, right,
Rob? That's correct, yes.
Okay, just, I want to make sure we're getting to our budget number by doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the most important thing to me. Okay, so we now have a motion to amend the original. We need to vote on the motion to amend, and then we'll vote on the main motion with either the amendment or without the amendment. You found that out there, Robert's Rules? Do you do Robert's Rules in your class? No? Okay. I'm John, so they're not even my rules. Okay. Any questions on the motion to amend? Matt, are you clear as mud?
Yes, like usual.
Okay. Very nice.
We're good.
Okay. Yeah. So let's do a roll call vote on the motion to amend.
Okay. Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Solling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very good. Okay, so now we're back to the main motion. Everything is the same other than the rates. Do we want any more discussion on this? No. Good. Let's roll call this one.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Make sure you got this right.
Gotta get my other sheet out now. Okay. Okay. Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you all. Good discussion. And again, just so everyone's clear, we're going to have to look at these rates every year. They're going to go up even for the low-end users. It's just the cost. But if we can save a few bucks a month for them this year, perfect. Okay. Let me make my notes here. Okay. Next, make sure I'm in the right place here. Okay, we have a resolution approving an IGA between Yorkville and Bristol Township regarding roads. Get a motion second, then we'll explain this.
So moved.
Second.
Koch, and who was over here? Was it Funkhauser? I heard somewhere over there.
Yeah.
Okay, what this is, we did one, I think maybe last meeting, two meetings ago. There was just some language tweaks that the township asked for, and we have no problems with them, so that's all this is. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Nay.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you. 7-1, right? 7-1?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. We're cruising right along. Item 11 under the mayor's report. Okay, we have a resolution approving a sublease agreement between the United States of Yorkville and Yorkville School District number 115. And this is just has to do with access to the Well 10 site for the next 4 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, it allows us access to the township property via the existing school district lease with the township.
Okay. So it all ties back to the township and the schools, and the water we just discussed. Okay, I'm looking for a motion in a second.
Come on.
Second.
Terulis, and was it Cornels? Very nice. Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. My first report is done. I think, well, Ken, are you the next one? Public Works, please take it away.
Okay, that's four items. Ooh. Item one, a motion to approve a multi-year contract with M.E. Simpson for a term of 3 years in amounts not to exceed $40,560 for 1 year, $40,000 and $40,560 for year two, and $41,340 for year three. This is for leak detection contract with M.E. Simpson.
Is there a second?
Second.
Transier, and this is required to be in the...
That's part of our Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan project. Okay. Questions? Roll call.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice.
Thank you. Second item. Pavement management program update, preliminary engineering agreement. A motion to approve the pavement management program update, professional service agreement, preliminary engineering agreement, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Rusty, you making a second?
I am.
I could see a nine in your head. Thank you very much. Discussion. What do we do this every how long?
This is 8 years, I believe. Usually it's between 5 to 7 years. We kind of stretch it.
Okay. And this will tell us what roads are in most need. Correct. We feel like we're addressing those, but it's
we are addressing them rapidly.
It's
will help us in the future.
Science based, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Questions, comments? Roll call.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Item number three, it's the Kennedy Road and Freedom Place intersection improvements, the contract award. The motion to accept the bid and award contract to Deconstruction Incorporated, subject to securing the easement for the Blackberry Oaks Golf Course in the amount not to exceed $567,530.89, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
That was $567,000.
That was a big project. I'm sorry.
Yes. That would have paid for our water. Hell, we could get rid of water rights. Let's go back to that. Who was the second on that? I'm sorry. Was there a second?
Funkhauser.
Oh, Funkhauser. Okay. And this is subject to the us gaining the easement, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. And we'll make the contractor aware of that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Questions, comments, other than it was $160,000 less than the engineer's estimate, so I don't know if that's a great job or Brad, that's a lousy estimate, I'm not sure which. Well, the last ones you were spot on, so. Roll call, please. Did you have a question? Sorry. No, okay.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, item four, supplemental MFT resolution for bulk rock salt. It's a motion to approve a supplemental MFT resolution for the purchase of bulk rock salt and authorize the city clerk to execute.
Is there a second? Second. Oh, Solon. And this actually is awarded when?
October,
this is part of the process. Questions? Roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Anything else?
That'd be it.
Busy meeting. Very nice. We're going to have some other busy meetings probably. Okay, economic development. Oh, I like that. Public safety?
No report.
Admin, we have a couple admin items.
Yeah, I'm going to read it to move it along. ADM 2024-20, motion to approve the 24 marketing plan as presented. That's for the AACBD.
Is there a second?
Second.
You want to say anything at all?
I just want to hear your answer.
Anyone want to hear like a 2-minute synopsis? Why don't you give us a 2-minute synopsis, please? You came all the way here, right? And it's exciting. We have some cool things going on.
We do a lot of cool things.
Yeah, so thank you.
So I think you all had the marketing co-op plan in your packet. And obviously, James Carter, our director of marketing, is also here with us, too. So any, like, really hard technical questions, James can answer those for you.
We don't do those at this meeting. That's what Funkhauser's for.
2023 co-op marketing plan and some of the results of those in your thing. We generated 4.7 million impressions for the city of Yorkville through our marketing via print, social media, and digital advertising. So the message of Yorkville is getting out there very, very strong through the marketing plan. Some examples of where your ads ran through that marketing plan is here as well, both the digital and some of the print that we did. Looking at our Datafy destination marketing campaign, and Datafy is our marketing analytics software program that we subscribe to that we can run our ads through. We can track visitation to the region through Datafy. And through that campaign, a branding campaign specifically for Yorkville last year, we're looking at over 1.2 million impressions, over 4,000 clicks to the information pages, 10,000 visits, and looking at a $1.8 million estimated economic impact from that visitation to the city for visitation. And even the heat map, it shows you where they're all coming from, all over the country to Yorkville for various reasons. Looking at the landing pages, Yorkville landing page on our overall website was just shy of 30,000 view pages throughout the year, and it's the highest count that we've seen since we started the co-op marketing program 5 years ago, I believe, 4 or 5 years ago. So we're seeing those numbers bump up really quickly, which is great to see.
And really, Yorkville has a pretty high percentage of our overall web views also on the overall website for the regional destination. And looking at our 24 co-op marketing plan, which is part of the packet, probably the biggest part of that and that most exciting part is going to be the WGM hometown takeover coming up in June. So we're working with city staff on putting that together, making sure that goes off really well. But we're glad to be part of that. And it's a great market for your folks, going to reach an awesome audience for you all. So looking forward to that. And then looking at other buys that we're looking at for this year, another $15,000 for the Datafy Destination campaign for Yorkville, some social media and digital advertising for Yorkville. We will again do the Go West Guide, which is a separate pull-out section in Chicago Magazine, which comes out this summer. And then we have some money set aside for video production for the city as well. We work usually with the staff on identifying those items that they want to see in video format that is used in tourism, also economic development, any other use the city might have for that video production. We have those videos on file for everybody to use. So, and it's about $53,000 in marketing program for the city for 2024. Answer any questions. Was that more than 2 minutes? Hope I didn't go over my
time. No, it was 1 minute 59 seconds. Questions, comments? That WGN thing is awesome. Thank you. Thank you, too. That'll be exciting. It'll be fun.
It'll be good. Yeah, look forward to it.
Yeah. You going to be here for all the events?
I will. We're going to be here. We're going to watch it all.
And you can listen on the radio, too. WGN. Oh, that's even better. Excellent. Well, thank you.
Court's got one of these great jobs. He gets to go to events for his job.
It's pretty nice.
Usually it's pretty good.
No, it's really nice. So how long have you been doing this now? You've been doing this a while, haven't you?
I've been in this role for 9 years.
Nice.
In this organization for 9 years, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we like having you here. Thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad we gave you 3 minutes to speak.
Very good.
That would have been tough to drive here for nothing.
All right. That's my job, right? That's what I'm here for. But I appreciate all you guys' participation and support the organization. So thank you very much, and we look forward to working together.
See you at Margarita's Mile.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve the salary ranges of city employees.
So moved.
Second.
Fletcher, Cornelius, Rusty, you are on the ball today. Thank you. Any discussion? We'll do a voice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Oh, wait, that wasn't me. Sorry.
Mayor, we still need a vote on the first one.
Are we supposed to vote on that? Or is that
oh,
a presentation?
Yeah.
We asked for a motion, and there was a motion that was made.
Oh, jeez. And I,
you got me screwed up.
Well, we did the second one. I did the second one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know we needed a motion. I thought it was just a presentation. Okay, well then, Mr. Plotcher, are you...
yeah, I already made the motion.
Yeah.
You did.
Cornelius.
Well, Jesus, scratch all that. Oh my gosh, whack me on the head.
Voice vote, right?
Yeah. Robert's rules, I broke those. Ignore what you just heard here, kids.
We're spending money on this one.
Okay, so we're going back with the vote on the AACVB marketing plan. That's what we're voting on. Okay, roll call.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Plotcher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Now to the city salary ranges of employees, because I guess we couldn't vote on that since we had a motion on the table. Is that correct? I really jacked that up big time. Okay, so let's go back to who made the motion before?
Plotcher. I made it.
Rusty seconded.
Rusty seconded it.
For the salary ranges.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So we had Plotcher and Cornelius. Okay. Now, any discussion on this? You ready?
No, no,
I'm
not
really
messed up.
Exactly. Were the salary ranges of the city employees, which we, in my mind, voted on, but I couldn't vote on it because we had another motion on the table.
Joe and Russ.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Plotcher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius. Motion carries.
Whew, thank you for correcting me, all of you. So excited about the update from the girls' soccer game. We got where we were. Okay. Anything else from admin? Anything I wanted you to miss? Okay, park board, anything? And the new playgrounds are going to be opening soon. Well, the new refurbished one, correct?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the next meeting, but hopefully we're going to have Kiwanis done later this week, latest next week.
We'll talk about it next meeting, too.
Yes.
It's always exciting.
Yes, hopefully we'll have it done this week.
Yeah. You've updated a lot of parks in the last few years.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
How are you doing with the quorum there?
We're doing well.
All right. Sweet. Thank you. I can do some more homework there. Okay, City Council, other than correcting my multiple errors today, you all have anything else? No? Okay. City Clerk report?
No report.
Community and Liaison reports? Okay. Staff reports?
No reports.
Ooh, let me get to the right next page. This is the wrong page. Oh, Mayor's report continued. With city building updates, do we have anything there?
Do not.
Okay. Water study update, we just talked about the rates. We might have something next meeting or meeting after.
Yeah, I would anticipate we'll have our cost share intergovernmental agreement between Oswego and Montgomery ready to go for the May 14th meeting, among many other agenda items. So.
Yeah, back on for the next one, or dinner, I guess. Okay. Additional business? Citizen comments? Step forward, state your name, please. What's to the microphone?
I'm Molly Kremsky. I just wanted to speak in more detail about the issue that the people have with Mayor Purcell's unlicensed and uninsured alcohol distribution from his city contracted Ace Hardware tent at Hometown Days, because Hometown Days 2024 is right around the corner. John is the mayor of Yorkville by oath. John is the liquor control commissioner, probably by appointment or maybe by default, I'm not sure. And John has consistently been a vendor at Hometown Days by contract with the city of Yorkville. As a contracted vendor, John doesn't have the liberty to claim that his actions in his Ace Hardware tent during the Hometown Days festival were that of a private citizen. And the city doesn't have the liberty to treat him as such. Vendors are expected to follow certain rules for the protection of the city and its taxpayers. Vendors are expected to provide proof of liability insurance for the protection of the city and its taxpayers. I FOIA'd John's certificate of liability insurance for his Ace Hardware booth for 2022 and 2023, the 2 years that he was proven to have distributed alcoholic cocktails from his Ace Hardware tent. And you guys have previously been given an ILCC report and a video as substantiation for alcohol distribution from his tent. The city responded to my FOIA request stating that neither policy contained coverage for alcohol distribution. This puts the city, which is funded by the people, at risk. As mayor, John was elected to represent the interests of the people. As liquor control commissioner, John is supposed to oversee the safe and legal distribution of alcohol within the city. As a vendor at Hometown Days, John is required to provide proof that he is properly insured for the activities that will be taking place within his booth. City Administrator Bart Olson and his staff should be the ones vetting vendors, making sure their paperwork is in order and properly mitigating the city's liability for verifying vendors' insurance coverage. Chief Jensen and his staff should be the ones to stop illegal distribution of alcohol at public events. And this entire board of eight aldermen should be the ones interceding for the people when city events are being improperly managed to the extent that the people are exposed to risk. I'm asking that if you allow Ace Hardware to return to the festival this year, you take these three things into account. Number one, that they, like all the other vendors, be required to provide proof of liability insurance for all of the activities that will be taking place within their booth during Hometown Days 2024. Number two, I'm asking that you consider that allowing unlicensed distribution of a controlled substance from an improperly insured contractor's vendor booth, contracted vendor's booth, puts the city at risk for a lawsuit. And number three, I'm asking that you consider that allowing vendors to give alcohol away at a city event cuts down on the profits of the city's own licensed alcohol sales. The very heart of the responsibility of government is to protect the rights and the interests of the people, not to enable corruption. This council need not fear John in this very temporary role as mayor. That seat was meant to be fulfilled by someone willing and able to serve the people. It is accountability to the head of the government, which consists of we the people, and the God from whom our power is derived, that public servants should hold in highest regard. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good evening. Anyone else? Okay, I thought we were going to have executive session, but I'm sure you're disappointed to hear that we're not. So, I lied to y'all. It's not going to be 2 hours. It's going to be about an hour. Not too bad. Okay, I'm looking for a motion to second to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
I saw it Soling nod before I heard cloture. All in favor, signify by aye.
Yes.
All right.
Opposed? Thank you all. Have a good night.
Take care.